So I'm recording this, and then I will just send the whole shebang to Josh, and he will magic it and put it on the podcast because that's what he does. He magics things. I don't know. Everybody, and welcome to the Celebrant Talk Show. Today it is just me, Sarah Aird, no Josh, but I have with me a very special guest, the lovely Tasmanian celebrant, Kathleen Pavlik Ryan, or Pavlich Ryan.
Pavlik Ryan.
There you go. She is joining me on the show today to tell you all about the brand new BDM online registration system in Tasmania.
Yeah.
I do have to admit that Tasmania was probably not on my list of the one that was going to be next, but here it is. So yeah. I first heard rumors that Tassie was going online at the beginning of the year, and the rumor was they're going to have it done in about 6 months. And it seems that they've actually managed to do that.
Yeah, incredibly. It was very fast. I actually remember sending an email to them, maybe it was last year or even the year before, when all these online systems for New South, like Queensland and New South Wales, are coming out. I was like, can we do this in Tasmania? And they said, yeah, we're planning on it. It's coming. But yeah, the turnaround was pretty fast.
So good. How did it kind of all come to be? Do you know, like, I hear that you were involved in the development process. Have they built their own software? Have they stolen someone else's?
I mean, that sort of things, I was part of the development process. Basically, I joined in when they did a bit of a beta testing. So whether they created their own system, I'm not too sure. I was a little bit worried that they would, you know, get the Victorian system and just bring that this way, you know, being the closest state. But luckily, it seems like they haven't done that. I have a feeling, I think I might have asked the question, and I have a feeling it's a new system or a different system, but I'm not certain. But basically, you know, when they had the bare bones of it ready to go, they asked a few celebrants, so myself and I think it was three others, to jump on and just basically run through it and do a bit of a practice test of putting in a marriage, like making up a couple, putting in a marriage, doing all those details and seeing how user-friendly it was and if there's something that was missed and that side of things. And it was during the time when it was still relatively locked down in Tasmania, not so much to the same degree as Victoria, but you know, we were in our houses. So it was all done via Zoom. It was a pretty simple process. We logged on from our own screen. We basically went through bit by bit. They kind of showed us, this is this page, this page, this page, this tab, you enter this stuff and continue on and go through, and you can create a notice of intended marriage form, you can create a marriage certificate and sort of keep going through like that. And then they just let us, in our own time over the next few days, just play with it, create a couple and go through the whole system to see if there was anything that stood out. For the most part, it was pretty simple, pretty straightforward. I have to say, it was not bad.
Oh, that's so good.
Sorry.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
I suppose I think probably the difference that from what I've seen of the system, because I've looked at the quick reference guide and all those sorts of things on the website, and it does look like a new build to me. I know that Victoria, for example, bought the New South Wales software and then played with it. Mm. Apparently they customized 80% of it. But also the Victorian software was not designed just to register marriages. They needed to completely overhaul all of their registration systems for birth, deaths and marriages. So they did all of them at once. Do you know in Tassie if they've done that, if the system that you're using to register marriages is just for registering marriages, or do you know if it's linked in with other providers as well? No idea. It's
yeah,
totally fine if you don't know that.
I don't know. That's a really good question. I wish I knew the answer to that.
And I wonder if the reason that it's so simple, and which is so much better for you, is that maybe it's more of a kind of data entry portal for you rather than the system that they're using in there.
Yeah, I think so. That's kind of the feeling I got from using it, and I was having a bit of a play with it again today. It does just feel like it's data entry. That's it. You just input all the details on the notice of intended marriage form and the declaration and the witnesses and all that kind of stuff. You just input those details and take a photo of the documents and attach that, and that's pretty much it. Like it's super simple.
So great.
Oh, love it. Such a rare thing. I mean, there's still a few things that they're fixing up. A lot of just small aspects like formatting kind of things. When you're inputting the marriage and you're picking out the date and the time. So the time you kind of have to put in, say, type in 03 colon or semicolon, whatever it is, 00 and then PM. Like you actually have to type that
right.
Up, which is a little, it's not a big issue, but it's just what tiny little formatting things that they're still playing with and having enough room in the boxes so it doesn't actually flow onto the next box. Little things like that, like nothing too crazy. I was having a chat with a few celebrant buddies, including Rachel Calvert, who gave you my name, just to get their sense of what they have got from the system as well. Particularly as I haven't, so you can create a notice and you can create a marriage certificate. I haven't personally done that. And so I've just double checked if they had and what they found, how they found that worked. Probably only one, only a couple of them had. Mem Rin had said that she'd done it for an interstate couple. And that was really good because they had already sent her all the details. She could put it on the system, create that notice, send it off to them, and they could print it out and sign it. And it was really nice and simple. But when it comes to a local couple, it's a little bit backwards and forwards. So putting in those details and then printing it off and filling it out, the rest of it, or signing it with the couple, and then you've got to input it back again. You know, it's a little bit back and forward. So it's a little bit easier to just fill out the notice with the couple. And, you know, with the marriage certificate in particular, if you've got your own sort of template on your computer, like I do, you can choose your font and you can sort of play around with that a little bit more, which you don't really have that option on the system.
So that's for the Form 15. It prints your Form 15 as well.
That's for the official marriage certificate.
Sure. Yeah. And does it print the donlim as well on the back of it, the Declaration of No Legal Impediment? Does it create that too?
I think it does. Let me just have a quick look because I've got it open here.
Oh, I love it.
If it hasn't timed out on me. Let's see.
Yeah, I've found the same thing in Victoria. I still do my filling out my NOIM by hand and then take it home and type it in. But I know that there are quite a few celebrants here who will send their couple like a questionnaire. And they fill in the questionnaire and then it comes back to them and then they input it into the BDM system. So that's how they collect the information and then they just print it out and sign it with the couple on the one time they see it, see them.
Well, looking at it, it does have the donlim on it, which makes sense. So that's all there.
Amazing.
Yeah, well, that sort of ties into, so Rachel, she was saying that...
Celebrant Easy.
Like if there's a way of... which I think they do with other states, if there's a way of integrating celibate easy. So she can send that link to the couple and they can kind of do all that and it's just straight away connected to the software. It would be really, really cool.
Yeah, that's definitely on their plans. I do know that. So what have the people that you've spoken to told you about the registration process? So they just take a photo or a scan, upload the documents, and how long does it take to be registered?
You get an email back straight away saying that it's confirmed, it's gone through. It's pretty fast in Tasmania. There's not a huge backlog, to be honest.
Yeah.
You get that. You basically just have your documents and I take a photo on my phone because my scanner is dreadfully slow and I don't want to rip it up. I'm always thinking that's going to happen. So I just take a photo on my phone and attach that JPEG, submit it all. They come back with an email saying, yep, it's submitted. It's all good. Good to go.
That's great. It. So simple.
So simple.
And can you order the BDM certificate for the couple through the system?
Yes, you can. Really nice and simple. Same thing. You just grab the couple's card details, which I often do. So when I meet with a couple, I give them that option. You know, if you wanted me to apply for this form on your behalf, it's all going to the same place. It's really nice and easy. I can cite the ID for you. It's just done, all wrapped up. We usually fill out the form together and I cite the ID, whereas now I say, ignore all of this, just give me that information. That's all I need. I'll cite the ID as usual, but I don't take a photo of it to print out and certify later on. But yeah, basically just take those card details and enter
it. And off you go.
That's it. It's, yeah. Yeah, so that's really nice and simple. And same thing, get an email back saying, here is your receipt for the marriage certificate. It'll be sent out in this amount of time. And I usually get it sent to me just so I can double check it's all fine. And then I forward it on to the couple.
That's very cool. Cause that's not an option in Victoria.
Really?
In Victoria, they will only send it to the couple. Yeah. Same. Because in Victoria, they say, as soon as you've submitted the marriage, the data no longer belongs to you. And for privacy reasons, we can only send that document to the couple.
But don't you have a copy of all that information?
Yes.
On record for like 6 years?
I submitted it. Yeah. It makes zero sense.
You literally have that information.
Yeah. Yeah. So okay. That's pretty hilarious. But yeah. But that's – and also I think mainly I pay for it. So I charge the couple the cost of the certificate and then I pay for it with my credit card. So that's interesting to see. Yeah.
Yeah. That's an interesting way of doing it because I always feel a little bit awkward when I'm asking for their card details, even though I'm not a dodgy person. I'm not going to run off to Mexico or anything.
Just add it.
Dodgy.
Yeah. Add the price to your fee. I've just like added an extra $50 to my fee and nobody's blinked an eye. And I've gone, I'll just order this for you. It'll turn up in the mail. And they go, okay.
Brilliant.
Totally. So that sounds really cool. And it sounds like it's a really easy process and it doesn't sound like there's lots of disasters like there were in Victoria. Yeah. Is there an occupation list or can you just type in any occupation?
Again, I'm going to flip back and have a look. I believe we just type in.
So good.
Where are we? So just type it in.
Yep. So good.
So magic. No occupation list.
Magic.
Just data entry. It's been a really good system. Like, obviously, I can't speak for the entirety of Tasmanian celebrants. There might be some absolute disasters having been had out there. But for the most part, it's just, yeah, really simple. There's not a – I'm sorry, there's not that a lot to say about it. It's not that exciting.
No, it's so great. I think that is exciting, though. It's so nice to hear that a system's been launched and it just works. Because, you know, that's the experience we had. It's also pretty fascinating that Queensland and Tasmania now have built their own. New South Wales bought a product that was off the shelf and then they customised it. And then Victoria bought the same product and re-customised it. So I find it a bit hilarious that the four states that have something have all just gone different ways instead of, wouldn't it just make sense for them to all talk to each other and collaborate? And
absolutely, it's very counterproductive. I've often thought that the different births, deaths and marriages, they've all got their own rules and everything like that. Why not just all work together, have the same set of rules? The amount of couples, half my couples come from interstate usually, so there's different rules in each state and it's just bizarre. And same with this, get together, figure out a system that works, roll it out across the board.
Couldn't possibly have that. It would be far
if
too
we were
logical.
In charge.
Far too logical. That's really awesome. And I really appreciate you telling all of our members, particularly our Tassie members, that there's now an online registration system. And if you're not already using it, you should go and use it because it will make your life so much easier. Being able to print those documents out from entering in the data rather than handwriting them or putting them somewhere else and being able to order the certificate super easy for the couple. That's
that
really
is very
great
good.
Too. Yeah. So,
I mean, it is better in some ways. It's also a little bit more work. Like it's definitely on you you know, type in a name wrong. It's definitely on you, as opposed to, oh, I'll check with BDM. Someone's written that in wrong. That's definitely more, more onus on you.
But you could produce a PDF, because I'm guessing that you have to print that out. So you could produce a PDF and send it to the couple for them to check before the wedding.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. That's at least good. Yeah. I think just the beauty of typing the information into one place and then being able to print all of your documents from that one place is so helpful. And also not having to pay for postage anymore.
Yes. Yeah. That's yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited about not having to pay for envelopes and stamps. I think that's a great saving.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Take that.
No, definitely. It's great. It's got a little way to go, but it's got a pretty solid foundation. So happy
that
with
is
it.
Very cool. Cool indeed. Before I let you go, Kathleen, is there anything you'd like to tell us about what the world is like in Tasmania right now? Because I feel like you're kind of cut off down there. We're all having these arguments about border closures and Tassie's just on its own.
it's true. It's good and bad. Like, it's great because we do have this moat. So life has carried on basically as normal, which might add to a little bit of complacency, but hopefully not. So there are obviously restrictions around, and there's, you know, bottles of hand sanitizer as far as the eye can see. But for the most part, it's felt relatively normal. When it comes to weddings, there's been loads of postponements. There's been some cancellations, things like that. But I'm seeing a lot of existing couples and new couples who kind of realise that this is sticking around. This is kind of the way it is for a little while. And are like, we just want to get married. We just want to marry our person. Okay, we can't do the big party right now. Let's just, you know, have a legals only or nick off to the East Coast and get a beautiful little Airbnb and get married or have a tiny little ceremony. And then a year from now, we're going to have a great big vow renewal wedding, just party, do that reception then. We're going to get married now, party on later. And it's really cool. It's kind of people are starting to value again the ceremony and that moment where they get to marry their person. And it's quite beautiful.
That's really cool. Are there restrictions on weddings at the moment? So is there guest numbers and other kinds of restrictions?
Yeah, the guest numbers, it's such a high number that it's not a really an issue. It's, you know, it's that I haven't had a couple that have had to restrict to a degree. Like it's pretty easy, with the exception of in a home. So it's currently, I think, 20 people in a home. I've got a couple who had planned on getting married on the family property, and then they realised that that actually is it came under that residential arrangement. So have picked a block further down, which somehow is like a public thing. I'm not sure, but kind of gets around that whole it's not actually a residential area. But we don't have masks. Again, that complacency is coming in where there is quite a bit of, there's hugs and there's kisses and all that kind of stuff. So it will be interesting when borders open again for Tasmania, if people can snap back into those restrictions and remembering to distance. It is quite hard. I think a lot of celebrants have found just at a wedding, people want to hug and they want to congratulate each other.
Spot on. Weddings and social distancing are not friends.
Yeah.
They don't go together at all.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Are they allowed to have dancing at weddings in Tasmania?
No. Well, they've just brought in that the couple and the parents of the couple and the bride, or sorry, the wedding party can have a first dance. Mm-hmm. But that's it. So there's been a lot of plans to make all of the guests part of the wedding party, which technically there's no specific cap amount of people in your wedding party. So it's like, well, I mean, technically you can. So there's some really big wedding parties out there.
Because New South Wales made the same rule, but they said up to 20. Bridal party can dance, but up to 20. So if you've only got 10 in your wedding party, then you can have your parents and so on dance as well, up to 20.
Yeah.
So yep, it's, I think that's hilarious that they haven't put a cap on it. Everybody's part of the wedding party. I love that.
They'll very quickly realize, oh, sure.
Yeah.
20.
20. Yeah. That's so funny. Yeah. It's the residential thing's really interesting. And when I was part of a wedding industry roundtable with an MP here in Melbourne last week, and I said to him, this is an issue we're seeing in other states, that there's like a blanket 20 person maximum at a private residence, but that private residence might be on 4 acres. So it makes absolutely no sense to only be able to have 20 people there when they're planning an outdoor wedding on this massive property. Yeah. And he suggested that we're hoping that in Victoria, the rule will be about indoor versus outdoor rather than commercial versus residential.
Okay, yeah.
Because that would make much more sense that if you're outdoor in the middle of a paddock, you know, why should you only have 20 people?
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah. So yeah, it'd be interesting.
It's the same here. I think there are a lot of even venues that are getting quite confused about what they're allowed to do, particularly when it comes to, you know, when they're drinking alcohol, they've got to be seated. But then, you know, is it got to be in? Does it have to be indoor? Does it have to be outdoor? And it feels like each venue is a little bit unsure which thing they're
always
allowed
helpful.
To.
Always helpful. Yeah. Amazing. Well, I hope that things, you know, don't go mental when the borders open in Tassie. And, you know, hopefully we won't all flood down there at Christmas and give you a disaster. Thank you. Thank you so much for telling our listeners about the BDM online system in Tassie. Anybody who wants to head over there and have a look, just Google for BDM Tasmania and you'll find the big link on the website. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Sarah.
Yay. Thanks for having us. All right, everyone. That's it for the Celebrant Talk Show this time. Josh and I will be back at some point. You know what we're like. We're not good at keeping things often, but we'll be back at some time. Okay. Bye, everyone.